Crime Factors. This fountain sounds regular, but the water does not repeat exactly each cycle. There is some change between each sound. A lot of processes in nature sort of repeat, but not exactly. Prime numbers give us some insight into systems like this, and large prime numbers multiplied together also protect the security of your bank account using public key encryption. Most maths textbooks will define a prime number as a number with exactly two factors, itself and one. The number 6 has factors of 1, 2, 3 and 6, so it can't be a prime number. The number 7 has factors of 1 and 7 only, so it is a prime number. A more visual way of looking at factors of numbers is to imagine arranging small stones in different shapes. 6 can be arranged as one row of 6 stones, or two rows of 3 stones. 12 can be arranged as one row of 12 stones, or as two rows of 6 stones, or as three rows of 4 stones. Some numbers, like 7, can only be arranged as one row of stones. These are the prime numbers. The first few prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13 and 17. 1 isn't a prime number, as it only has one factor. 2 is the only even prime number. Numbers that are not prime are called composite numbers. Any composite number is made by multiplying together a certain list of prime numbers. For example, 12 is made from 2 times 2 times 3, so the prime numbers 2, 2, 3 are the signature of 12. We call 2, 2 and 3 the prime factors of 12. This nomenclature is confusing, as the prime factors are very different to the factors of 12 like 4 and 6. You just have to keep the two ideas separate. To find the prime factors of a composite number, you try to divide the number by each of the prime numbers in turn, starting with 2. If a prime number can divide the number with no remainder, then it is a prime factor. An example will help. Remember, the first few prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11. Suppose I want to find the prime factors of 90. 90 is an even number, so I divide 90 by 2 to get 45. 2 is a prime factor of 90, so I make a note of it, and then I try to divide 45 by a prime number. 3 goes into 45 15 times, so I have 3 as a prime factor to add to my list. 15 can be divided by 3 again to give 5, itself a prime number, so these are my last two prime factors. 90 is given by multiplying 2 by 3 by 3 again, and then by 5. As 3 appears twice, we can say the list is 2 times 3 squared times 5, using the index notation for the repeated multiplication by 3. Okay, it's your turn. Find the prime factors of 300. This is going to take a bit of time. I got 2 squared times 3 times 5 squared. To find out more about prime factors, look up the phrase prime factors in the index of any GCSE maths textbook. You'll be able to find more questions to do, and you'll also be able to find examples of the visual layout of the process of breaking down a number to find its prime factors on the page of the textbook. In particular, you might want to look for a section on factor trees, if you have a visual orientation. If you're interested in uses of prime numbers, just do a web search on The Music of the Primes. That's the title of a book. You'll find out more about the magic of prime numbers and the way that mathematicians use them.